Are you like holding it?
Yeah.
Cause like, okay.
Welcome to another episode with Espresso Podcast.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Are we doing English? Let's do English.
لا حنسوي كل شيء.
I'm fine. Oh,
as long شوف, as long as it's below 30 minutes, I'll manage to do the subtitles.
Fair enough. Fine by me.
اليوم ويانا عمر أو more known for Ramo.
In the flesh.
I would start with an introduction of how we know each other. This goes back to 5th and 6th or 6th grade?
Way back. It goes way back.
6th grade, I believe. We met on the bus. We used to to go on the same bus to school.
The back of the bus, if you guys must know.
But then we got banned. We had to be moved up front. Do you remember that? At some point through...
No.
I think the second semester. No. Second semester, we had to sit on like the 5th or 4th row.
Yeah, I remember sitting there, but I don't remember why we sat there.
Yeah. It was the days. So we met back in elementary school, did you say?
Yeah.
Grade 6.
Yeah.
And after we... Because the school was up to grade 6 and then that's it. So yeah, we never saw each other afterwards.
Yeah, basically, I think till today.
Have we met? No. We met the gas station on Al-Ashal Al-Tihad. I saw him and I'm like... Yeah, and مستحيل this guy kept the same looks بشكل مو طبيعي ورحت I was like عمر he's like yes قلت له I'm the guy who used to sing Usher together on the bus.
Yeah, it was Usher and 50 Cent really big back in the day.
Heavy stuff with the 50 Cent at the time. عشان عندنا هم we had some other friends Ali and Muhammad. They're the twin brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember those guys.
We were the shit on the bus, basically.
We were the shit, guys. if you saw it, it was the most interesting thing you can ever see in your entire life.
Pretty much.
You know that I started on the bus, and I was in the front, and basically on a school bus, the further back you go, the cooler you are.
Pretty much.
Right?
Pretty much. And it stayed the rule for the rest of the years.
I started, like, this is how uncool I was. I started in the seat that was right behind the driver. That's how uncool I was. Cool. And then on the first couple of weeks,
discovered 50 Cent
saved me. On the first couple of weeks, these guys came up to me and they were making fun of me. So I said something like smart back, and the guy couldn't come up with any response.
Mm-hmm.
So he just hit me. The next day he came, he also made fun of me, and I made a smart comeback. He hit me again, and then after a couple of those times, I think they built up some respect for me or something. They're like, this guy has been beaten up multiple times, and he's not standing down. And next semester, I was in the last four rows.
Yeah.
That's how we met. Good times.
Oh, I'll state another thing. The podcast started because of Omar. He was just shocked, and I've seen his podcast that was كان وقت الكوارنتين والكوفيد صح؟
Yeah, right about close to that time.
I think you used to do it within the allowed hours, I think.
Yeah, true.
So you started it. Oh, I watched it. I loved the episodes. No bias.
Stop whatsoever.
I'm being honest, full on honesty here.
You guys have never seen me shine my entire life. This is the first time ever.
I was like, it's a nice idea. ما تعمقت بالموضوع ما دخلت بالموضوع very deep. بعدين إذا تتذكر in July, August, I messaged you.
Yeah, you texted
me. I was like, bro, mics, what should I do? What should I buy? ما عرف شنو, the platform, where to post, كل الحكي. And you helped out. I don't think I mentioned the inspiration was you.
No, you never did. Up until today, he threw that bomb on me. He's like, you were the inspiration. Brought a tear to my eye, for being honest.
And yeah, and ever since the time we met at the gas station, it's only been Instagram messages. And that's it. So this is, I think we have a pattern here because Hamouch was a previous guest as well. We never met. But only Instagram. Sean, we met through work. One of our guests as well. But it's aku pattern.
Every maybe guest keep I'm it getting. Up. Maybe keep it up. Maybe your guests are only people who view.
No, I have people that are interesting in my life. To be fair.
No, I mean like, but like, you know, you can keep it going. People who are interesting from afar. You
exactly,
know?
And I have people who have interesting topics, and I want to bring them on the podcast. But I want to start with the distant ones.
And bring them closer.
Pretty much.
I like that.
I think we were talking about something just 2 days ago.
Yes,
a couple of days ago. Which was our generation.
That the curtain.
It's a deep wound.
It is a deep wound. I think, before you say anything about this, I just want to say our generation has got to be... I'm not just saying that because I'm from this generation, right? But
and
I think
we're talking 90s.
Yeah, we're talking 90s kids. 90s kids. Jil Shabab Al Mustaqbal, Space Tune.
Pretty much, yeah.
To the Arabic viewers. What we went through was unfair, if I'm being honest, right? And I'm looking at the audience. I want you guys to connect with this. I think what we went through was unfair because we were the generation that suffered the rules of our parents, and we had to like adapt with the rules of the new world and everything like changing.
That fog the rules of our parents is me and Omar are the oldest.
That's even tougher. Don't even get me started on that one. Mm. I think what happened was we had to conform to the rules of old life and new life at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever, you can't do this, don't do that. What are people going to say? And also at the same time, the
not
internet,
giving a fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Not giving a shit. And everyone is just doing their own thing. The internet came and we're just
we're the generation that dealt with analog and digital.
Exactly.
Someone mentioned it the other day. Hopefully they come as a guest as well. It was an artist I was shooting. He said something close to what you're saying, and he said, "We're the generation that's very tired."
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, and we had to adapt. I mean, our parents had to adapt as well. But we fell very in the middle.
Like we're the middle child of society. We're the middle child of generations.
Is what
happened.
Yeah.
And that led to some stuff that we want to talk about today, I guess. I'm going to leave it to you because it's very sensitive for me to start.
We were talking about something specific at the time. And I think it was the realization of we've reached... Because till now, I'll be honest, till now, I still have a sense of we're still children.
Yeah.
And the other day we were talking, you're like, okay, I need to put your car up for sale.
Makes me very sad.
And it's not because you need the money. It's because you know responsibilities lie elsewhere.
Yeah.
And I think we come... almost from the same background. We're both Iraqi. We both moved here because of specific reasons, because of war and all these things. And our parents went through specific things that are similar to some extent. And I do like to believe the generations of the parents that we had the sense of always delivering for their kids.
Always, no matter what happened.
Yeah, and always we had whatever we wanted. It's either made or broke people or left them in the middle. And now we're at the age where we're like, okay, this is the age where responsibilities kick in, you know. And when you were saying like responsibilities are kicking in and I have to give up my car for those reasons, it kind of shows like, okay, now it's slapping us across the face and we're not kids anymore. You know, and you have a two-door car, I have a two-door car, and like we enjoyed it. Till a limit, and now we're like, okay, yeah, like now it's time. We had our childhood years, we had our teenage, we had the early adulthood, but I think now it's like you're driving an older car now, and you couldn't be more happy with it, right?
Just today, I started driving the old Pathfinder. And I found out that the stereo system doesn't work. So that was a
I mean, that's a fixable problem. Like it's a...
All I can say is that it was a very silent ride back home today.
It makes a difference as well. It's... It's something. I don't listen to radio.
I
had my own stuff. Yeah, and it has to be a very, very specific moment that I will pick what I'm listening to. Otherwise, I'm just driving
silently.
Silently.
That's so interesting. I think I'm afraid to. Then this is an exclusive for Espresso. But I think if I just live in silence, my thoughts will take the better of me.
صح زين. This is another thing. We talked about our generation. We talked about how we had to transition through different, would you say eras? يعني اضطرينا نتأقلم ويا أشياء مثل ما قلت إنه قوانين اللي أهلنا ربونا عليها والقوانين اللي إجت أو اللي we got exposed to based on the internet, based on other things. Do you think we have a, how do I word it?
Like a deep-rooted scar? Like
no, like a split in our personality.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm. I think like a part of us is the part that is our old parents. And when we see something, we're like, you can't do that. That's عيب.
But at the same time, we have this acceptance level. But still, we're not going to accept everything 100%.
Exactly.
But we do have this acceptance level, which is graceful, I think, for our generation, more than enough.
100%.
Which is as well giving us more than enough to like, مثل ما قلت, احنا عشنا بالجهتين, it's like you picked the fruits from each side, and you decided this is how you're going to
live
your life.
You made the best cocktail you can make.
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much. فنرجع الشغلة الثانية هسه جبت طاريها قبل البودكاست موضوع الـ ADHD.
Yeah.
ودا انتبه الموضوع اللي هو شي يسموه متلازمة فتشي انه it's related بالانتباه والاتنشن وهالموضوع.
ADD. So we have ADHD and ADD.
الهايبر.
ADHD is the one with the hyper.
Yeah, but it's to some extent the same
one thing. Of them you focus too much and one of them you focus too little.
Yes,
I think if I'm not
within that sense. For example, I'm arguing with my wife about the fact that I could have it. She's like, yeah, but the symptoms or the signs you're mentioning are stuff that I do as well. I'm like, I'm not saying you don't have it. I strongly believe most of our generation has it.
Is she from the same generation?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she definitely has it.
To some extent, we just have it differently. Some affects their life, their daily life, daily tasks, and the others, it doesn't. Like for me, like you said, I have this very loud, not one voice, but tens of thousands of ideas.
Millions of voices.
That are just running through my head to a point like I'd have to write things down to like keep track of what I want to do throughout the day, for example. Or if I'm having a conversation with someone, I tend to interrupt just so, because if I don't mention the topic or the sentence that I want to say, it's gone. Mm. It's gone for good. And I think it runs through most of us, most of our generation. And I would say, not to think of it, it's related to the whole having to deal with a lot of things.
I mean, I think our generation, like I said, was the middle child. We had to grow up too fast. I mean, I'm speaking about myself in general, and in specific, I'm sorry. Our generation.
I mean, you are
the
guest. I don't think that.
I'm very nervous, you know, being with such a celebrity here. I keep Hada. I think our generation is the generation that had to go through growing up too fast.
Mm.
And the product of growing up too fast was the fact that we had to organize our things and we didn't get to live our childhood. So when we went on with life and we became just a bit older, we started living our life. And this is when we, let's say, let loose a bit and enjoyed. And then that's where some of the randomness comes from. Half of our lives are very organized. We're the mature people. But then the other half was us catching up on just being stupid. Well,
dude, I'm catching up on cartoons.
I swear to God, when I tell people that I watch...
واحدة من الكارتونز اللي هو القناص.
I just finished watching it like 3 months ago.
Same.
Hunter x Hunter.
Same. I hunted the entire, like all the seasons, all the episodes. And
when I watched the first season, because in the first, like, not season, the first arc, it reminded me of what I saw on Spacetoon. And I almost like a single tear dropped from my right
eye. And the issue is what the way we watch. So in the Arab world, I'll give a brief thing about the Arab world. Children or childhood. We grew up with a lot of anime, let's say, or
We didn't know it was anime,
but we had
anime.
No idea. It was just cartoons to us.
Yeah,
it was just purely cartoons, and it was the most disorganized thing ever.
Yo, can I say something? Why do kids have to watch a show about a brother
that lost his mom?
That lost his mom. Like him and his brother.
No, but look,
first episode, they lose their mom. And we're sitting there like, what if this happens to me? That was my first thought. I'm like, what if I lose my parents?
But you know, this is the other thing. Okay, guys. So this is something I will tell the non-Arabic watchers of the podcast. The channel we used to watch is called Spacetoon. This channel pretty much was our generation's babysitter.
Yeah.
Most of the parents that we had were... would you call them immigrants, let's say, in a sense?
Yeah, I think all of our parents were immigrants.
Most. And both sides worked. So we finish school, come home at 2:30, 3 p.m., do the homework, be done, watch cartoon, and then the channel would just disconnect around 10, 11 p.m.
It used to have like a schedule. It started at some point and then it would cut off. First off, like it started
if you're not at school, you're not supposed to be watching cartoons, so it's off. Like the actual channel.
Then the next day it would start at like 8 a.m. with like a song, like a Bismillah song. I used to wait for that.
Yeah. It's so the thing is, like, these cartoons were all dubbed in Arabic from I guess it's Japanese, right?
Yeah, Japanese.
So most of the Japanese cartoons were dubbed in Arabic, and the amount of morality that was embedded in these shows was crazy. And I think our generation was blessed to have that channel because, I mean...
It really told us what's what. It really told
exactly,
us what to do and
exactly,
what not to do.
Exactly.
In a sense, like, take care of your friends. Family is important, like Vin Diesel would say in all, like, 9 movies.
At least they're coming to an end, finally.
Thank God. They should have stopped after, like, the 5th one.
Yeah.
Take care of your family. When you see someone who's kind-hearted and in need, help them.
Yeah.
Be courageous, but be modest. Like, I kind of left out the, like, I didn't learn the modesty part. I'm still kind of learning. But yeah, the rest of the stuff, it used to be like embedded in us since we're kids. And I think...
And mind you, these were all cartoons. And as a kid, you register more than you can imagine. Like, as children are known to register literally everything that passes in front of them. So, like, even if you were born evil, I think, and you grew up with this channel...
And someone tied you up
you
watching
cannot,
that.
You cannot break loose of what you learned from that channel.
Yeah. I just want to say to all you, you know, I don't want to say richer generation, because, like, we don't do money shaming, but... To all you kids who watch the Disney Channel and Cartoon Network.
But we had people in our generation who comes like, I have, I don't know, like this ART subscription or...
That used to be like...
Or the Cartoon Network, man. Cartoon Network. If you got it on your satellite...
You're balling. Your parents made it. They're no longer immigrants. I used to envy those kids until one of these days we got a subscription, I think, to try out or something on a trial basis.
I think the first subscription was the eLife.
No, they had like back in the day there was ART.
Then
OSN became...
It was three channels. What I watched, Spacetoon, ART, and NBC3 that came out later on with
NBC3.
NBC3
was good.
Yeah. The crushes we had on NBC3.
I don't want to get into it, but our generation really, really, I think, went through that phase where we had to grow up, whether it was watching cartoons, whether it was because we're, in our case, the sons of immigrant parents. And you know, the fun part came later on when we had enough like time and let's say money as well to start like this is the car I want to get. Because back in the day, if I asked my father to get me like a sports car, way that's happening.
Yeah,
no way. For safety, same thing, for financial reasons, whatever it is. So when you grew up and it's like I'm a big boy now and I could get some big boy toys.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went and I did that and you had fun. But then you look back at your life and you're like, you know what? Time to reassess. Time to... This is a... Because you look at the timeline and it's like, this is almost the same time that my dad was handling his business. This is the time when he was taking care of responsibilities, you know? But to get back to the ADHD thing...
I actually got married before my dad.
Really?
My dad got married at 29.
Congratulations, by the way. It's a very good thing.
Yeah, it was... I don't want to say impulsive, but I had more plans. But my parents know me. They know that their kid likes to step in shit first and then... Like experience it rather than think ahead and plan ahead, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was telling you. We're very, we're like chaotically organized. We're organized, but in a very chaotic way. Yeah, yeah. Like I'd see myself jumping to something without planning. And then while doing what I'm doing.
You still take a step back and you're
I still take a step back and I'm like, you know what?
Reevaluate and then.
Tomorrow I need to go get this, this and that. I need to do 1, 2, 3. You know what I mean?
So,
and it works for me. And for some reason, you know how people write on their CVs works well under pressure? Have you guys written that before? You're all liars. I don't trust any of you. But in my case, that's true. If I have a deadline with like, let's say a couple of weeks, I do nothing for exactly
15 days.
Exactly 15 days. Last couple of days, I'm like, I start thinking and then the last day I execute.
Yeah.
All the time.
No, I've had similar things where, I think most of the watchers know I do media and production, and I would have a project that's been sitting on my table and I know how it's going to be edited. I know the process and I open it and I close it. And then it's like the day before the submission and I just have to sit for a maximum of 1 hour and it will be like a masterpiece. Like it's done. That's it. No feedback, nothing.
But to get yourself to sit for that 1 hour, that is the biggest challenge of all. It's not the shooting. It's not the idea. It's not the editing. Just to get yourself to be like, I'm in the mood to do this. Keep in mind the creative process. I'm in the creative field as well, you know. The creative process is very, very, very messy. And you could go for like 2 or 3 months without having one single idea. And then one day you could have like literally a
flood.
300 ideas that are all good.
All
winners. The ADHD thing, I think most of us have it.
But different levels.
Different levels. For me, it's a voice in my head that's always thinking about different things. So when it's time to be creative, it comes in really handy because it's thinking constantly, nonstop. But for example, when I want to go to bed and it's time to sleep, it's like, not yet. I have deep
And the thing is, the other thing that also made me pay attention is I was reading and watching and like following up on a lot of things. And one of the things is coffee doesn't work on ADHD people.
I don't even drink coffee.
Like coffee, caffeine, tea, Red Bull, whatever, name it. Anything that has caffeine, I'll still go to sleep like a baby.
Can we switch places? Because I don't drink coffee. And when it's time to sleep, I don't sleep. When I wake up, there's a 15-minute lag period where I'm just not in the mood for even myself, right? But afterwards, if I wake up, I wake up. I get to work and everyone's like super silent. And I'm like, hey guys, what's up? And everyone's like, can you please just tone it down?
Yeah.
When it's time to bed, it's that same energy, but on a pillow. That's the same energy.
This is proof. Like there are different types, different levels. And I came to realize there's like type 1, type 2, type 3. The 3 is a combination of both types.
Really?
Yeah. So the type that you have a very quiet type, which is like always grinding in their head, living in their head. You have the other type that's very talkative, interrupts people in the middle of a conversation. And then you have a combination of both. And to some extent, I think I'm the combination of both, that I'm very talkative. I do tend to interrupt people a lot during conversations, not because I'm rude, obviously.
I mean,
we just mentioned we grew up watching a cartoon about a kid who lost his mom and had to basically raise his little brother.
Every moment counts in our lives.
So it's always about morality to our generation. We have a high level of morale. So yeah, that's the thing. Like, and it comes to when I come to finish a task, and I was reading as well, if you're not interested in a task, and it could be the dumbest and easiest task you could ever do in your life, you'll make the dumbest mistakes. And this is where my parents come in and is like, how could you miss the date? It's just a paper that you need to write the name and like whatever, and you got the date wrong. Because I don't care about this paper. I'm like, this does not give me the slightest, let's say, arousal, like to my head, to my brain activity. But then if I'm learning about filming or photography or videography, my brain is like tunnel focus. And it comes to a task that's like so stupid and I get the smallest mistakes and I read about it and I'm like, crap.
Yeah.
I need to seek help.
No, I you know, when I first realized it is when I'm talking to someone, I'm talking about one thing and then mid conversation, I'm instantly I'm immediately interested in another topic. So I'd be talking to you about how I went to design school and how I minored in film and I minored in photography and I was having fun. And then I'd mention photography and I'd be like, that one time I took an analog photography course and it was the best thing ever. And I'd start talking about how I used to go to the dark room and like
develop and everything.
Develop the pictures and I'm playing with the fix and I'm playing with the set and I'm playing with the setting agent and I'm playing with whatever. And how I printed like 300 versions of one picture just to get it perfectly. And I ended up getting an A and we took pictures using a pinhole camera. And then I'm like, you know what? The inventor of the pinhole camera actually was a Muslim guy. And then one thing leads me to another. Yeah. And we haven't finished the story about me graduating. I was just telling you, I went to study design.
Same exact thing for me. Like, I met a friend the other day who also I followed on Instagram and then we met finally.
Do all your friends like the same story? Like you follow them on Instagram?
Almost the same. He started a podcast as well recently.
I thought that was special.
Just a small shout out, 5:30, if you ever want to give it a listen. And it didn't stop there. Like, it didn't stop at just meeting. We realized we're so similar on so many levels.
Aww.
And then in the conversation, again, like you said, like you're talking about something and then you remember like a branch of another conversation and you have to throw it in there because if you don't throw it in there, it's gone.
It itches.
And like you try to scratch your brain inside out to like get back to what that point was and what the topic was.
But can I just say something real quick? And I'm really sorry to interrupt, but
see, so polite.
Thank you, Space Tune. I think what happens with me is even though the thoughts are very disorganized and I go from one thought to the other, what happens is my mind is still in a way organized because as I'm going through this. Other story. Yeah. My mind still kept track of that like checkpoint where we stopped. I'm like, that's where I need to pick up the story. I'm like, so I said minor.
But if you go for too long, you don't forget.
Not a single chance. I wish I could forget.
I forget.
I wish I could forget.
I'm a very forgetful person.
Can we trade? You give me the sleep and forgetting, and I'll give you whatever you want. You can have.
No,
it.
But I do have the tendency to remember things that nobody will remember. Like, I remember things when I was 3 and 4 years old to the point my parents are like, dude, you were 3 or you were 4. Like, how the hell do you remember?
I have the answer to that.
I'm like, I have a photographic memory of what happened.
That's called trauma. That's why you remember. Were you born in Iraq?
Yeah.
I was born in Iraq. We've seen some shit, right?
No.
I mean, we've seen some shit.
When did
shit.
You leave?
Pretty early on, like before anything, but like
same. I left in 2002.
Almost the same.
A lot of bad things, but I had the trauma of not always having my parents around.
When were you born?
94.
So 95, January.
Oh, wait,
January 95.
We did see shit.
We did see some shit. It wasn't like a big war.
We had
or anything.
War. We had the US war. We had, I was the Iran.
No, that was just before.
That was 92.
Yeah.
Iran.
92.
Kuwait.
Also
no, but Iran and Iraq ran for too long. Or was it Kuwait that ran for 8 years?
No.
Iran and Iraq
Kuwait
ran.
went on for like 8 years. Let's not get political. My point is...
But yeah, we did see shit.
I remember, and this is a true story, and this is an exclusive for Espresso. I keep holding my coffee when I say Espresso.
I need to make custom cups.
You really
it's
do.
It's in the process.
You know what? I never drink coffee. I'm not a coffee person, but...
It's our thing. It's our trademark.
Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, you're the boss.
I'll put milk next time, don't worry. You'll go to sleep like a baby.
Anyways, by the way, I tried warm milk. Doesn't work. My mom even read some Quran on it to like try to make it like magical. Didn't help. Anyways, so exclusive story for you guys is I remember one day waking up to sounds of like explosions. Which wasn't like...
Do you remember the siren?
Yeah, I remember. I remember the siren. The siren was, we were so, what's the word?
Conditioned?
Desensitized.
Conditioned,
to the,
yeah.
To
like
the
it's
siren.
Just there in the background. Like yeah, our life will just go on.
I used to walk to school listening to that and like me and my friends and it was like, it was okay. So anyways, one time I hear sounds of explosions everywhere. Mm. Like, and I wake up, it was like the middle of the night, like 12, 1. I go up to the roof, which is the natural response for an Iraqi kid, is to go up to the roof. And I look
We're
up,
talking 4 or 5 years old here.
Yeah. And this is, you'll realize why some of our stories make sense now.
On Eid were BB guns.
Yeah. By the way, the new BB guns, they have like the plastic like pellets. That's nothing. We had metallic ones. Okay. Used to leave marks. So I hear explosions, go up to the roof. I look up at the sky and the sky is full of orange circles everywhere.
Mm.
Like as far as you could look, as far as you could see.
Yeah.
And my dad was already standing there and I look up and I'm like, Dad, what's happening? I'm like, Baba, shino hadol. He's like, son, I'll never forget. He's like, son, these are missiles. I'm like, okay. I didn't freak out. Mm. Nothing happened.
Like it was just a casual thing.
Yeah, I'm like, so what do we do now? And he said, we're going to go down to the basement. We're going to put the TV on. We're going to make some tea. And we're going to have some tea and biscuits. We went down to the basement. We had some tea. We had some biscuits. The TV was on. And I woke up the next day. And you could see a couple of the houses that are like across from us. Like a little damage here, a little damage there. Yeah, yeah. Nothing happened to us, thankfully, or our neighbors. But some people were hit.
Yeah.
And that was like another day. Like I woke up and then, you know.
The same thing.
We
I
continued
remember, yeah.
life. And like,
I remember waking up as well, 3, 4 a.m. And then just like, I want to go down. Like I want to see the rest of my family. My mom was like, no, just stay. Like it'll pass. Nothing's wrong. I go down and I like, the siren is just ongoing, you know. And you hear like the bombings and whatever. And I look at my family, it was my grandma, my aunt was over, I think, as well at the time. It was like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. And they're just having the usual ragu jibin. 3, 4 a.m. And it's just a casual, like, late night snack, you know, just watermelon and white cheese. And now to think of it, you're right. You're absolutely right.
You're desensitized to it, so...
No, the reason we reached to this topic is because we grew up with hearing and knowing about things and it was just normal to us. But the memories that I had, were related to things that were happy. Or like, again, this is something that we went back to because of the ADHD thing. I'm very forgetful in the moment... But if I want or need to remember something, I will remember something that was important. Like so many arguments with my wife where she's like, no, I never said that. I'm like, I will go on WhatsApp and I will search it and it will come up word by word. And it has happened that I'd find the conversation.
That's one of the skills that
sometimes
I wish.
Sometimes it's a bliss.
Exactly. That's I was about to say. This is
like,
one
do
of
you really
the...
want to go with this argument with your wife?
Right. Apologies to the wifey from this. This is not what we're saying. But honestly, this is one of the skills that I wish I could lose because it takes a lot to know, and I've been doing this recently. It takes a lot to know that you're right while the other person thinks you're wrong and still be okay with it.
Yeah.
So recently I've been working on, I saw this video a couple of months ago, and I've been implementing it actively. He said, I'm okay with being wrong.
Mm.
And I'm okay with being wrong. Because now if I know for a fact that what I said is correct and what you said is wrong, but you think that I'm incorrect, I couldn't care less. Because deep down, I know the truth. And letting things go has never been more peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Really. Very tough skill for a person who has even the slightest ADHD to develop. Because you keep track of things.
Yeah.
And you're like, but I know.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know?
No, I don't know what to name the episode. Our childhood or ADHD?
I could throw in a couple of extra topics and confuse you even more.
ADHD full childhood. I mean, yeah, this pretty much sums up most of our childhood. The trauma, the desensitized childhood.
I want to add one thing, though, that we haven't touched upon. When you said, I found it really interesting when you said that we have the morals from the generation of our parents, but we have the acceptance of the new generation, but we don't have too much acceptance.
Yeah.
I think every
it's
generation...
It's more of tolerance as well, rather than
acceptance. Exactly. It's not really acceptance.
Like, I'll tolerate you.
Yeah, it doesn't mean I agree, right? I think every generation thinks that they're the best generation that lived this earth, but without being biased, I really think we are the best generation, at least in the last, like,
I'll back you up on that because of where we live, being Dubai, UAE, and we work in the media. And most of the achievements that are being done is by people or artists or achievers from almost our generation.
Yeah.
Like, I've filmed people in the artist industry. I've seen businesses. I've seen ideas that come up. I've seen different things that are, like, within our generation. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not, like, let's say... not shedding light on the other generations, like the previous or the upcoming generations. But in a sense, like you said, it's, again, we're not biased, guys, but you're going to most likely say we're biased.
It's okay. We're okay with being wrong.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. I get your point.
It's because, actually, I don't want to talk about why it happened, but I think that we have, like you said, the morality and the tolerance. Because our parents, if they lived during this time, they wouldn't have tolerated any of this.
No. And now they're too busy to see or tolerate anything.
And the generation that came after us is a generation that accepts and tolerates everything to an extent where it's a bit too much. Not a bit. It's a lot too much. It's way too much.
Yeah.
We're in the zone where we're like, you know what? You want to be you, do you. But I don't need to agree with that. Just do you away from me.
Pretty much.
Right?
Yeah.
Our parents couldn't do that. And the new generation does that way too much.
Yeah.
I think our level
Our parents are too much by the book.
Too much by the book.
Way too much.
And the new generation is way off the book. I think we keep a very good balance of this and that.
We're chaotically... organized, like we said.
That should be the name of your episode. Chaotically organized.
There we go. I think this pretty much sums up our episode for today. We'll see more of each other. You're getting back into this as well, as you told me.
Yeah.
His co-host is Hamouch. You guys saw Muhammad in our second episode, the guy with no filter.
Yeah.
Omar is on the same spectrum as well.
Unfortunately.
No, I think this is something we have as well as a generation. We don't care about speaking up our mind. Like,
we don't have the time to waste to go around the, like, beating around the bush.
Yeah, exactly. That pretty much sums up episode.
Can I give a shout out to myself?
Yeah.
If you guys like unfiltered opinions that you most likely will agree with because we're amazing. I want to say we're getting back to the podcast very soon, so keep a lookout for Fatfad. Can you put up like one of these things? Can you put up a super? Scan this barcode and listen to the podcast now. Thank you for having me. Honestly, this was
You're
fun.
Most welcome. I'd
do it again.
It was a pleasure to have you. Likewise. Catching up after probably three years when I saw you at the gas station. Thank you guys for tuning in. And this is Espresso Podcast. See you next time.